President Bush has done a lot to make religious conservatives happy. His judicial nominees are generally anti-abortion, and he's promised to sign a ban on the procedure opponents refer to as partial birth abortion. Yet the White House has also been reaching out to gays and lesbians, angering some of Mr. Bush's conservative backers. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on the tensions between the president's effort to widen his appeal and the family values agenda he promised to uphold.
It shouldn't be big news when Bush White House officials meet with a group of Republicans. But it was last month when the Log Cabin Republicans came to the White House. The Log Cabin group promotes the interests of gays and lesbians inside the GOP. Patrick Guerrero is its executive director. He says things have come a long way since Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole returned a campaign donation from the group in 1996.
I think this White House has broken new ground in terms of outreach. Most of America want to have an administration and a president that is inclusive.
In March, the chairman of the Republican Party did something even more surprising. Mark Roscoe met with the Human Rights Campaign, another homosexual rights group whose endorsements usually go to Democrats. It's one thing for Republicans to praise this White House, but listen to how David Smith with the Human Rights Campaign evaluates the Bush record.
With the exception of judges, which a number of them have been anti-gay, the administration has not taken any steps backward. In fact, small steps forward, including being neutral on a bill that would have overturned the District of Columbia's domestic partner law, openly gay people appointed to the administration, meetings with openly gay people.
The White House has been doing a delicate balancing act, reaching out to gays in an effort to show moderate voters that it's tolerant and inclusive, while at the same time keeping some of its most important core constituents, including groups that oppose gay rights, happy with actions on abortion, cloning, and of course, judges.
We certainly are very pleased with much of what the administration has done.
But, says Ken Connor, the president of the Family Research Council, other things have not pleased them at all.
This president has, in several respects, been over backwards to accommodate the homosexual lobby. The House passed a bill which would fund domestic partner benefits for employees of the District of Columbia, and the president signed that bill. There have been a variety of different policy briefings and other meetings of Log Cabin Republicans.
Very soon, the administration's balancing act may get a lot harder. As early as Monday, the Supreme Court could rule on a case involving a Texas law banning sodomy between consenting adults. If the court overturns the law, as many analysts believe it will, Connor says his group will demand that the White House condemn the ruling, which conservatives believe could be used to legalize same-sex marriage. If it doesn't condemn the ruling, Connor threatens, conservative Christians, an essential part of the Republican vote, will stay home in 2004.
The reality of it is that the pro-family base is what put this president in office, and it's what will keep him in office. And to the extent that they alienate that base by engaging in this flirtation with this radical homosexual agenda who seeks to abolish marriage as an institution, you can mark it down. It will cost them substantial votes in the future.
A Supreme Court ruling on sex between consenting adults is one of those things any White House would prefer to avoid. But gay advocate David Smith says no comment may not be an option for the president.
The administration has been succeeding thus far in terms of maneuvering the line in the middle as to not antagonize the base but not do anything that would look intolerant. I think the administration and the RNC is at a crossroads. The organizations on the far right, their leaders have called the question, we're going to have to see which direction the administration goes.
The groups on both sides of this polarizing debate say the administration is on a collision course, and it's in their interest to predict a train wreck. But one Republican strategist says don't underestimate the ability of this White House to continue its deft political two-step. If the Supreme Court does overturn the Texas sodomy law, watch for the president to make a statement that finds just the right middle ground, affirming his strong opposition to gay marriage, but at the same time avoiding looking intolerant of what many Americans believe to be private behavior. In the same way the administration handled the controversies over stem cell research or steel tariffs, the White House may not make the activist leaders happy, but it won't make their constituents so unhappy that they lose their enthusiasm for this very conservative president. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.